Nothing much. How are you?
Doing great. Are you still in Kentucky?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very
still
nice.
Still sitting at the house right now.
I love your guitar collection behind you. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I try to show it off every chance I get.
Right? Yeah. That's so cool. Well, thank you for joining me today. This is awesome to talk to you. And obviously, if you want to just get started, get right into it. Let's discuss about how, like, you're on American Idol season 19. Blew away Luke Bryan, man. How does that feel?
You know, that's a great feeling to have. You know, I never thought I'd ever get to do something like that. I'm just an old farm boy from Lancaster. Mm-hmm. But I'm a country music singing fool from Lancaster, and I'm proud to say that.
Yeah, so what got you into it? Like, what got you into the whole country music scene itself?
Well, it's kind of crazy. You know, my granddad is a cattle farmer here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of cattle y'all got out where you're from, but we got quite a bit here. And he brought me up listening to all this old stuff. Some of my favorites were like Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, and this, that, and the other as a kid. And that really got my interest. And, you know, my parents went through a rough patch and got, a divorce, this, that, and the other. So I picked up a guitar just to try to do something and have something to, you know, I guess release myself and expose what I was feeling about things.
So what was one artist that really got you into this whole, like, wanting to do this sort of thing?
You know, I hate to sound old-fashioned, but one of my favorites as a kid and still to this day is Hank Williams. He was one of my favorites. But I like a lot of different things. You know, I listen to a lot of George Strait and listen to a lot of Chris Stapleton and a lot of different things. I try to be very music knowledgeable, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that actually goes into my one other question. Like, do you have, like, a dream collaboration down the line that you would like to meet with some other artist to possibly do, like, a song together?
Well, Lord, yes. I'd love to do something with Miss Dolly Parton. That'd be awesome. I don't know what I'd do about that.
Have you seen she's keeping up with the times at all? Like, she's going into NFTs and she's doing all this sort of thing and then politely rejects the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like,
I saw that.
You can't be,
I saw that.
Can't be better than
that's
that.
That's the cool. That's Dolly Parton right there. I thought that was very, very neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously, dude, it's crazy because I was listening to your song Through With You and I was like, it reminded me of like James Taylor almost. I was like, this is traditional country, but it's also like that a different vibe to it. And so
yes.
Through With You, did you write that yourself or like how did you come up with that song?
Well, you know, it originally started out, I got home from Idol, I got kicked off the show. Mm-hmm. And they politely told me to go back home. That's a better way to say it.
Right.
But anyways, they sent me back and, you know, they told me that maybe I need to modernize and my sound a little bit because, you know, I was doing things that were way throwback. And I got to listen to some different types of music, this, that, and the other, and it really broadened my horizons as far as music is concerned. And I started playing this melody one day, and I was like, man, that's nice. And it's not three chords in the truth. It's a little something a little more in depth. And I got to picking around on it and finally found some words. And it originally was called She Said We're Through. And I wrote this down and went to Nashville about 2 or 3 weeks after that and started writing songs with the guy. And we had wrote 2 or 3, and they were pretty traditional country-sounding things. And I've said, I got one song I ain't going to let you touch. I said, this is one that I've just put together, and I'm not very sure about it. And he said, well, play it for me. And I played it for him, and he fell in love with it, and we wrote it. And now it's Through With You, and I hope y'all ain't through with me because there's still a lot more to come.
That's fantastic. No, I really enjoyed the song. And I also saw you're working on an album, I believe so. Is there a speculation of when that's going to be released just yet, or are you still working on it?
Still working on the time as far as that's concerned, but it's definitely going to be coming out next month sometime.
So, oh.
That's kind of crazy to think. It's been a long time coming, but it's a long time to get in here too.
Yeah. I was going to say, because when I was applying for radio jobs, like I was being told I was the young one because I'm 25. And so when I see 17 and you've already done so much, do you let others say like, hey, you're too young to do this? Or do you just kind of like say, age is just a number. Do I go along with this and continue what I'm doing and accomplish what I can as early as possible?
You know, I've always been told I'm kind of an old soul, so I don't really think age is a big, big difference for me. You know, I have a goal and a dream in mind, and I think everybody does when it comes down to things. And that my goal is to, you know, get on radio and get to singing, get to play, and go out and see the folks. And that's kind of what I enjoy to do, and that's what I see myself doing today, tomorrow, and the rest of my life.
Right, and you're opening up for Brooks and Dunn at the Iowa State Fair, from what I've been told?
I am.
That's a huge deal.
Tickled plum pink over that one.
So how are you prepping for that? Are you just kind of like rehearsing all your songs, making sure you're on the big stage doing it correctly, or do you just want to be yourself out there?
Well, I've got to open for some pretty cool names last year, and that was kind of my introduction. So I got to open for Hank Williams Jr. last year, Lee
Awesome.
Bryce, Brett Young, and some pretty big names in my category. And you know, that was definitely an eye opener for me. And I'll play Brooks and Dunn like I played all the rest of them. I'm always Alex Miller, and that ain't gonna change for them either.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. No, I was about to ask about Hank Williams Jr. because you said that was one of your favorites from the start. I mean, what was the feeling like to perform before that guy? Because you grew up getting into his music and now doing your own thing.
You know, he blew my mind. You know, he is one of the best shows I think I've ever went and seen in my life. If Hank Jr. ever comes to Idaho, boys, you ought to go see him because he's one of the best shows. I mean, he blew me away. And, you know, the crowd in Wisconsin where I played, they were so receptive of me. That's what surprised me. I do more traditional things. Hank Jr. is pretty well just pure rock and roll. The fact that I got to, you know, the fact that that audience liked me, it was very, very good for me. I got a little story I'll tell you. I went to CRS. I'm sure you know what CRS is. I went there not too long ago, and I met up with a DJ there, and they said that after the Hank Williams show, they said that they had people calling in this, that, and the other wanting to play my song. So that show went really well, and opening for Hank Jr. is definitely one of those things that's right up there with American Idol and getting to play at the Ryman Auditorium.
Right, yeah, I saw that too, the Ryman Auditorium, American Idol. And I saw a top 65 or something like that for American Idol.
Yes, sir.
What was the prep like to be on that show? Because obviously, like, it's cut down for TV. I worked at TMZ for a year, and I saw behind the scenes for them, but I never
y'all
really
are great,
knew.
Great, by the way. My dad gets more information from you all before everybody else. It's,
right?
It's awesome.
Yeah, so I worked there. Then I'm originally from Southern California, so I came to Idaho to do this, and of course, been loving it ever since. But what was it like for American Idol to, like, just the audition process to really take the stage, and then you blew Luke Bryan out of the water? Like, you just saw, he liked your sound, he liked everything about you.
Well, yeah, you know, it was a long process, but I auditioned right in the middle of COVID, so it was one of those deals where it worked out really good for me that the virus was around, because, you know, I didn't have any shows really going on or this, that, and the other. It's kind of sitting at the house writing songs, this, that, and the other, doing anything I could do. And I asked my mom one night, I was 17, about to get out of school, and I said, "Now, Mom, I want to do music full time." She said, "Now, son, that's a hard thing to get into," and this, that, and the other, and trying to kind of talk me out of it, really. And I'm kind of, let's say, strong-willed, I guess you could say, is the best way to put it. And
yeah.
I said, "Mom, I'm going to do music. That's kind of what I've always wanted to do." And she said, "Okay, son, I'll tell you what. We're going to sign you up for American Idol. And if you do good on there, then that's what you can do. Now, if things don't go the right way, then you have to go to college like everybody else." And I guess things went really well. You know, I got on the Zoom call one Thursday night, and the producers seemed to really like me, thank goodness. And they sent me on to two or three other folks, and they said, "Well, how would you like to come out to San Diego, California?" And I said, "Well, I'll walk, crawl if I have to." But I made it out there, and things went exceptionally well. And it's just completely, you know, they always say there's a key to get in the door to things. And, well, I'm trying to climb through the window, but it is nice to have that key anymore.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, for American Idol, like, so what you said it was during COVID. The audition, was that in person initially, or was it just via Zoom that you get to see the judges in front of you? Or I unfortunately didn't get the chance to see the show during that time.
So the Zoom call was just with producers. And then when they flew me out to California, I got to meet all the celebrity judges. So it was a neat thing to do too.
And it's Luke Bryan. Who else was there judging the show?
Katy Perry and Lionel Richie.
That's right. Yeah, those three. Okay.
Music.
Yeah. And it was it cool to see them in person finally? Like to see like those. It's so weird to see people like that in person when you see them on TV your entire life. And then you come out there. Because when I was at TMZ, like I said, I saw many celebrities come through the door. And you're like, "Oh, that's them?" Like, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
You know, those folks on the judges on the show, to everybody out there, they're just people like you and me. I didn't look at them any different than anybody else. They're definitely a lot more successful in the music business than I. You know, I'm working my way up now, but it was definitely nice to meet those kind of folks and hear some stories and things that they were telling me. You know, that I tried to pay attention as much as I could.
And you got the chance to meet Ryan Seacrest too, didn't you? The host of the show?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Was he cool? Was he nice?
He was awesome, dude. And Bobby Bones was too.
Oh yeah, Bobby Bones, of course. That's our morning show here in East Idaho. Mm-hmm. It's 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. But I think Ryan Seacrest too, I met him once and he was just extremely busy. I didn't really get the chance to talk to him in depth. But yeah, I was born and raised in California, of course. And I was interning for a radio station out there right next door to where he was. And it was cool to see him behind the scenes. So I never really got to see him with American Idol. I just saw him the radio side of him, but I know he does a lot. So I mean,
yeah, I got to talk to him. He's just as friendly a guy as there ever was. You know, he told me, I asked him how he got started in radio. He's speaking of, and he said that, you know, he started as a kid and you know, got different DJ jobs and this, that, and the other. And, you know, he's on TV now. So I think that worked out really well for him.
And were you working on country music during high school at all? Like, were you just like kind of songwriting there?
I started at three, singing in church at three and playing guitar at six. And my granddad's the reason for that, too. I wanted to take guitar lessons, and I asked him if he knew anybody. And we went over to a little guitar shop in Rockcastle County, Kentucky. And I started taking lessons. I took them for 2 years, and then the shop closed. And then I had to pick up all the rest of what I do now from folks that play and pick and will show me different things every now and then.
Very nice. Yeah, because I was wondering, like, what age do people get started? Because I know it could be different for everybody, like three years old to 13 to, like, 25. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get into it. That's really cool. So, I mean, like, you were doing that, like, for, of course, church and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But were you getting any fame during high school at all for this whole thing? Or just kind of, like, it was okay, you know, but then it took off?
You know, since Idol stuff, you know, you can't really – the stuff I did before really don't even measure up to what after Idol has become. You know, before I would play anything. I played churches, nursing homes. You name it, I've done it, I guarantee. I've done weddings. I've even done birthday parties and stuff like that, you know, whenever I was a kid, just trying to get out there and have some fun. You know, initially I started this, trying to do this just to get out and have a good time. And as a kid, getting in front of people, and there ain't no better feeling, you know, people clapping for you when you're 7 or 8 years old. And, you know, that was what really drove me as a kid. And, now, you know, it's a lot more than that, but you know, at the end of the day, I still have fun doing it. And,
right.
And that's the most important part to me.
Yeah, definitely. I would say so. So I have one last question for you before. Okay. If you had to name one album that you could have for the rest of your life, just listening to that one album, what would it be?
One album. That's. Can I pick like a, how about this? I'll pick a variety album with a lot of different artists on it.
Sure.
Because I don't want to pick just one.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's too many good singers. There's too many good songwriters and too many good folks out there just to pick one artist to me. I think that, you know, what makes the world go around is, you know, different strokes for different folks. And I like a lot of different things.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. There we go.
I'm sorry. Not one in particular. But
no, it's good.
I'll give you a variety album. I have my own mixtape maybe.
Oh, there we go. Very nice. Yeah, because I'm the same type of person where I'm like, I want everything from country to classic rock to like possibly even jazz and that sort of thing. Well, so thank you very much for joining me today, man. It was awesome talking to you, getting a chance to know you and that sort of thing. And that's awesome. I'm glad you're getting success at such a young age too. Like, I'm glad to see someone who's 17 wanting to get into it, actually doing well right now. And I'm excited for that first album. Is there a name for it, or is there...
Yes, so we got a name for it. Being Alex Miller, the only thing I could figure we'd name it would be Miller Time, and that's what we went with. I don't know nothing about no Miller Time, but I know enough to know that this album will probably help you through your sorrows if you are on one.
Good, yeah. No, my last name's legitimately Peach, so I understand the play on my name sort of thing. Yes. So, well, thank you again for joining me. Can you also do one last thing for me?
Okay.
Could you say who you are and you're listening to 105 The Hawk, number one for New Country?
Yeah. Well, who are you? This is Alex Miller, and you're listening to The Hawk 10,
It's just 105 The Hawk.
105 The Hawk. All right. Well, this is Alex Miller, and you're listening to 105 The Hawk.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Alex, and thank you big time for this whole thing.
Hey, it's no problem at all. If you need me for anything else, just give me a holler, and thank you all so much. Thank you for playing my song.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'll definitely be playing that album when it comes out, too, for you.
Well, thank you.
So thank you, and thank you, Jay, and whole thing, and that's awesome.
Thanks, Brendan. I work with Alex. I don't know if you figured that out yet or not. I'm kind of filling in for JR this morning.
So. Yeah, no worries. I figured. I was like, there's not just a random person sitting below. I felt judged. I was like, uh-oh, hope I do well.
Yeah, it was great. You guys did great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll make sure to get this posted and put it on my show tonight.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.